In recent months, Chadian rebel groups have killed a top army commander and played cat-and-mouse games with national army troops in the east. Tuesday, rebels shot down a Chadian military plane. For Rulaki Akinola, an African analyst with the London-based Control Risks, it is increasingly clear Chadian President Idriss Deby is in trouble.
Even his loyal, close presidential circle is gradually disintegrating. You know, the huge army defections that have occurred, the discontent amongst his ethnic Zagawa over the treatment of fellow ethnic Zagawa in Darfur. And we know all these did not portend well for long-term stability in the country.
With rebel forces increasing, France is adding 100 troops to back up a 1,000-strong French force there. France provides intelligence and logistical support to Chad's armed forces under one of many defense agreements it has with its former colonies. Simon Massey of England's Coventry University says French assistance so far has kept rebels from taking the capital N'Djamena. Stability in Chad, he says, is key to France keeping its influence in the entire region.
They maintain a garrison of about 1,000 in Chad, plus 3 airstrips, which they can use in any instances which require French operations in that part of Central Africa.
French forces dispatched from Chad were critical in helping the Central African Republic's forces retake the northern city of Birao earlier this week. As in Chad, France says its role in CAR is largely logistical. But at the Birao airport, French troops themselves became involved in a gunfight with rebels after they said they were fired upon. The armed rebel movement in CAR opposes President François Bozizé, an ally of Chadian President Idriss Deby. Though Chad is oil-rich in fossil fuels, Massey says French oil companies have pulled out of the country's oil fields.
France has diminishing economic interests in Chad, and a lot of it does fall back, I think, onto prestige and an unwillingness to quit a country which they've put a lot of effort into over the years.
In the early 1980s, France announced it would no longer support dictatorial regimes. But opponents of France's current Africa policy say military assistance continues to prop up friendly leaders who are undemocratic. France's role in an increasingly unsettled region has made local headlines 7 months ahead of the country's presidential elections. Both frontrunners, hoping to replace President Jacques Chirac, have called for major changes to the country's Africa policy. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。